Good morning, Vince.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me the budget that you folks are trying to balance. What's the deficit?
Well, it could be anywhere from $6 to $8 million or so, but it's kind of interesting. We just ran the Michigan lottery previous to this, and now we're going to talk about the county budget.
Yeah, talk about chance. You had a meeting with some of your other board members about the budget on Wednesday night. What came out of that meeting?
Well, that's an educational meeting. So, you know, anything we're talking about is just, you know, really more general information to get us up to speed what's going on. So there's no decisions were made. It's just an informational session that, you know, to kind of teach us and say this is what it is. And I'm the new guy, but I kind of watched this for a couple of years. I went to a lot of meetings, but, you know, give you a few numbers. Like 2010, we had like $75 million in total revenues of what's called general fund. And this year, it's actually about 69, plus they add what's called a fund balance. That's like your checking account money to make it 70. But even in that, just those numbers alone, from 69 to 75, you see we've got a pretty good shortfall that's happening at this point in time.
Commissioner Randy Schaefer asked me to ask you about unfunded liabilities.
There you go.
It's an issue that's been kicked down the road for many years.
There you go.
And that unfunded liabilities revolve around retirement and health benefits. Talk about that.
There you go. That's right. Is that, you know, if we get to the unfunded liabilities, just before that, everything kind of looks good, even though there's a lot of negative numbers, because we've got a pretty good cash account sitting there. And that's by previous board policy. They've done a good job. In other words, there's a fund balance of cash sitting there of about $10 million. That's an estimate at this point in time. And that helps the float of the problems that we're going to be running into, which is very good, and they've done a very good job of keeping that. And my whole school district is very good at doing the same thing. But the big issue is this thing called the projected unreserved, you know, these balances, the unfunded liabilities that are out there. Because what I noted in the meeting we had is two or three of the commissioners were all excited to see that the actual projections and everything weren't that bad, and they kind of got excited and, you know, kind of positive looks in their faces and everything. And I had a funny feeling that maybe, and I don't know this, maybe they don't fully understand that we've got something called unfunded health an unfunded pension of over $148 million that is sitting there. And this is looking, you know, to take care of these retirees, you know, in the future, that we have to take care of these folks that have worked for the county. So we have to pay them their retirement and their health benefits in the future. That's $148 million. That is a serious problem. That, to me, was so glaring when I saw it about a year ago. And then when I got the numbers from Mary Lanois, who's a very good controller. I've known Mary about 22 years or so. And I got these numbers about a week and a half ago, I think, with the projected R. That was the very first thing I looked for. And then when I, you know, matched it to the rest of the budget, it's like, you know, the shortage this year is nothing compared to what we're looking at on this unfunded liability issue.
And as Randy Schaefer was telling me, you folks need to start saving money for these items years ago.
Yeah, it's like, if I can relate it to people that are listening, I'm a certified financial planner, and a lot of what I've done in the past is funding for people's retirement. A lot of people botch that up, and college funding, and a lot of people botch that up. And, you know, when people wait to their junior or senior year to start saving for their college education or some further education for their kids, it's pretty late in the game. And so how do they fund it? They go out and borrow even some more, which even causes more problems for mom and dad or the kids themselves. Through I teach at LCC part-time. You know, there they are eating $25,000 and $75,000 worth of debt when they graduate from school. So they're not solving the problem. So we just keep putting it off. This one here, to me, I mean, my personal, you know, thing that I look at is this should be one of the top issues that we should look at to build this into the budget so we start properly funding this. Now, how it has to be done over so many years, I don't know. We have to look at the advice of the people that are staff to say what can be done to massage this budget to make sure we do right by these retirees.
And Vince, if you look at the history of what's been going on the last couple of years in other states and other municipalities, some of these benefits had to be cut.
It has, but I also look at it this way. I'm a businessman. My whole background, I taught full-time school till years ago for 7 years, but my background has always been in business. And what I do is I see the same thing goes on in business all along, is that when you look at the problems that are happening, we just keep putting it off, and it's not just in in public funding or public government or just in schools or anything. It is in businesses. It's the same thing. We keep putting it off. That is one of the many things that General Motors got in trouble with.
So, did you resolve to start attacking this unfunded liabilities topic?
No, because that the meeting the other night is information to say, folks, this is where we're at. That's all it was. It was an informational meeting to show us this is what's going on. But there was no options on the table. There was no discussions of any one key issue. They did look at, you know, what healthcare costs cost right now per employee, what they cost for per retiree, and all the different types of plans out there, and pointing out, you know, how things maybe could be massaged. But they were just very general ideas, so nothing that any of us there could really get our teeth into. And no one specific area beyond that that was even talked about, because we're just getting ready to start digesting this.
Should retirees be worried, concerned?
That's a good point. To me, I feel real protective. If I find somebody, for example, let's say somebody out there is 70 years old, they retired 5, 10, 15 years ago, we have to protect those people. You can't go out to these retirees and say, oh, we're going to change our mind. I mean, I have a real problem with the state or even federal government or General Motors or Chrysler or anybody doing that. It's too late. We can't change the game. However, somebody that's 23 years old that just started working 2 or 3 years ago, that is where a lot of those changes we have to look at.
But the question still is going to pop up, and I know you can't attack it now, but where is the money going to come from?
Good question. Good question, right?
To be determined.
That's right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.